day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
All right, welcome back. Livestock futures held narrow trading ranges in most contracts here on Monday. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. The December corn futures about 0.75 cents lower. The Dow Jones is 10 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 1 point. In live cattle, futures held mixed trade in a narrow range. October live cattle futures, though, posted a 30-cent gain, moving above the $111 per hundredweight base on firm cash market support seen throughout the end of last week. In feeder cattle, moderate to firm pressure developed across all feeder cattle futures, despite very limited selling activity across the live cattle market. This overall weakness in the feeder cattle futures was limited to trader activity throughout the rest of the complex, with initial pressure seen at 40 to 50 cents per hundredweight during the morning. Volume remained sluggish, with buyers slowly stepping into the complex throughout the end of the session, which helped to stabilize the market. This failed to bring any additional market support to the complex, but was able to limit some concerns of further pressure. Grain futures were mostly a little lower today after attempts to add to Friday's gains failed. While Chinese markets reopened after week-long holidays, USDA offices are closed today for Columbus Day, which delayed reports on export inspections and crop progress until Tuesday. Corn prices were steady to a little lower after they faltered into the start of trading in Europe after a push to one-week highs failed to hold. That kept December futures locked in a narrowing band between $3.46 and $3.56 today. Soybeans reversed lower overnight and failed to hold an early move above chart resistance when technical selling kicked in. While concerns about dry weather in Brazil remain in play, the center west did see some storms over the weekend. Wheat prices were lower today but attracted modest to steady selling overnight after a higher open failed. Winter wheat futures, though, continued to struggle in a bid to resume August-September uptrends, while Minneapolis December also posted a bearish reversal. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.